Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, today we continue our series of political profiles. We start taking a look at House District Number 26. Matt Villardebeau, who is the Democratic candidate for that seat, joins us today. He is challenging the incumbent Republican Ray Felder. And Matt, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on here, Manning.
Seems like yesterday we had you on here before.
That's right. Back when I ran for town council last year.
So tell everybody some information about your background.
So really what I always like to tell people is the story of how I got into politics. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2020, and that was a game changer for me. Things I had thought I would do when I got older, I decided I would do now. Parkinson's is a progressive illness, and you don't really know when that progress is going to take a turn for the worse. So instead of putting things off and waiting for me to get older, I decided that now was the time to do all these things I had wanted to do. And service to my community and humanity in general has always been important to me, and that's what's brought me to where I'm at.
Good for you. So tell everybody what you do professionally.
I am what's called a reliability engineer, and just to kind of simplify that for folks, I'm a maintenance expert. I look after anything that has a motor on it that turns, and currently I'm doing that for the Department of Defense and helping ensure our nation's preparedness against chemical and biological attacks.
And you were very polite to tell me off air, there is a significance to the word maintenance.
Correct.
And it is different than the word repair.
Correct. And I think that is a great point for me, being the guy who's trying to be the infrastructure expert. Too long the state has been leaning heavily on repair and not maintenance. Liquid asphalt is no solution to the crumbling infrastructure in this state. We need to maintain these roads, and part of that process is going to be replacing.
Well, we got plenty of roads that need to be worked on, plenty of bridges, and anyway, that's a whole different type of engineering, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So here you are. Now, you have been active in politics now for how many years?
My whole life. I was in student senate in college and part of a delegation of college students that would go to Tallahassee and represent college students around the state of Florida when I went to the University of Central Florida. So I built a great relationship with the governor at the time, Lawton Chiles, and who was a bit of a mentor to me when I was in college. So I always kind of knew I'd want to get involved in politics. I've always been very active as a voter and supporting causes I believe are of utmost importance to all people, not just myself.
And I asked you, what was it that brought you from Tampa, Florida, to Fort Mill area here in South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
What was it?
So I got a job offer to work at the New Indy paper mill in Catawba, and the wife and I knew Fort Mill would be home. We had figured out some houses, but Fort Mill would be home. I ended up staying on board with that paper mill for about 10 months under the previous ownership of Resolute Forest Products.
And so now I'm sure as you knock on doors, people are talking about that?
Yes. So one of the three, they always say in politics, you speak in threes. So one of my three issues is that paper mill and quote unquote, what's that smell? Is having a negative impact on all of our quality of life, and that smell is reaching clear up to Waxhaw from Catawba. So I know in Fort Mill it's an issue, and we even had to have DHEC set up a hotline to handle the calls from the paper mill. So, yes, people want to know, and they're glad to hear that there's an engineer running for office that actually used to work at that plant and has some really intimate knowledge.
I used to live in a small town in western Maryland.
Yes, sir.
That had a paper mill down in Luke, Maryland.
Okay.
And depending upon how the wind shifted, we would know that we had a paper mill nearby. And we went through, I can remember when we lived there, there was all kinds of efforts to close down the mill, which were not successful, because the mill agreed to put in the scrubber equipment that eliminated most of that, the odor.
Correct.
I'm not sure what the issue is here. I think it has something in going from one paper process to another paper process and not changing equipment out. I'm not an engineer. You know this stuff. I don't. But it's being litigated now.
Yes, correct.
And we'll see what happens.
Yes. Multiple, the federal EPA and the DHEC are involved at this point, and I know that there's a civil lawsuit working its way through with a group called Carolinians United.
All right. So when you run into this knocking on doors, I'm sure they're looking to you to fix the problem.
Correct. So,
and you tell them.
So the solution may not always be so easy. DHEC is probably one of the greatest examples of government inefficiency we have in the state. They're overburdened handling things beyond the scope of what that agency can handle anymore. They should really kind of be split off into a state-run EPA and a state-run Department of Health. Instead, we've got one monolith that does it all.
And there's an effort underway down there to do that, is there not?
There is.
Yeah.
And that would be an effort I would support and certainly would like to, you know, see happen sooner than later. I know that a lot of these issues at that paper mill particularly have to do with disabled equipment that kept those smells at bay out on the aeration basins. So I'm very familiar with those aeration basins, been out on them before, and when I speak about things about the paper mill, it's coming from a place of knowledge. It isn't coming from an email that New Indy sent me or an email that, you know, some political buddy sent me. There's no agenda here. I would never want to see that plant closed. I'd like to see them come into compliance. So many people work there. So many hardworking union employees work there also. And as a pro-union guy, I would never want that to happen. But I also know that any good union member understands the significance of being stewards of the environment.
Well, I'm sure that's where it's ultimately going to end up. Mr. Kraft and his New England Patriots will figure out what kind of check needs to be written to solve the problem.
Correct.
And then the litigation, who knows where that's going to go.
Correct.
So what else are the people talking to, and you told me you have knocked on how many doors now?
We're well over 5,000. Me personally, well over 5,000 doors knocked. I will easily hit 8,000 by election day. It's just a nonstop process with me. Folks like that interaction. I found that to be the most productive use of my time as a candidate is knocking doors. People don't read texts. They throw the mailers away. I feel like when I come to the door, they get great engagement. I've spent a lot of time on people's front porches getting to know them and hearing from them. And the consistent issue I'm hearing is their concern with the state of affairs, with the infrastructure in this state.
Well, we'll get into that in just a second. But you might want to tell those people that your program will be online.
Yes,
and they
sir.
Can go sit down and listen to it whenever they want to listen to
Correct.
It.
Correct. And we have posted that on social media in advance of this interview so that everybody's prepared to either listen live or go stream this when I'm done.
All right. So I hope we have enough time to talk about infrastructure because it's a big, big, big topic.
Yes, it is.
Now, are you talking more about roads or are you talking more about?
So infrastructure is roads, sidewalks, bicycle lanes, power grid, water transportation, both potable and waste. All these things are falling to the wayside as we continue to build up homes all over the place in Fort Mill.
Well, let me ask you this, because my understanding of infrastructure, let's take away the interstates.
Yes, sir.
Number one, as far as roads, a lot of that we've taken on ourselves through the Pennies for Progress program.
Yes.
Been a successful program. I look at it just keeps us kind of treading water because we're growing so fast. We really could use a whole bunch more money and whatever up here. But when you get into things like water lines and sewer lines, is that not the responsibility of the counties and the cities?
Correct. So the town recently installed a new water tower, a needed water tower. We probably need two more still. There was some state monies involved in that my opponent did help secure for that project. But we talk a lot in this state, particularly the governor, about how we're doing things ahead of schedule. But we're not. We're 10 years behind the eight ball in this state on any infrastructure improvements. So when you hear somebody saying we're 10 years ahead of schedule, I would say do the math, and let's say we're 8 years behind schedule. We need to think big. There's a lot of putting out of small fires and ignoring of the forest that's about to burn down around us.
So one of the obviously successful things that's been done in the legislature recently was passing an increase in the gas tax.
Yes.
Which has poured a ton more money into the DOT.
Yes.
And you can see projects going on all over the place.
Correct.
But to your point, anybody who's ever driven I-26 between Columbia and Charleston asks themselves, I have to wait 10 more years to get this fixed? You're right. I mean, it should have been four lane probably from day one.
Yeah, I mean, any project they're going to do should be really quadrupled. If the project is to make 26 from a four lane to an eight lane, I would say go 10 lanes. It's just, we all see the TikToks and the jokes and the social media posts about what it's like driving into South Carolina from Georgia or North Carolina. You know, I know in Fort Mill we're the gateway to South Carolina from the north, and I would like that to be, you know, something we should be proud of and not something that, you know, is the source of jokes and, you know, social media humor.
Well, to the credit, though, of the local elected officials and pennies, we were able to take a two-lane interstate on both directions and make it eight lanes.
Correct.
Right? Four each. And that's worked out beautifully.
Yes.
But you just get south of town and it goes back to two lanes. And
well, and once you get off that, you know, eight-lane masterpiece, you're on these roads that have been neglected. You know, the interstate improvements are awesome. But a lot of federal money goes into that, and the Pennies for Progress money is administered by the county, as I believe. So, you know, there's a lot of folks at play trying to coordinate these projects, and they're looking for more bang for their buck. So they tend to focus on the interstate areas. Yeah. But I know when you get into Fort Mill, the traffic is bad. We're forced to drive everywhere in Fort Mill. There's no, like, pedestrian option or bicycle option. The only sidewalks we really have that are contiguous are in the half-a-mile radius of downtown.
Well, you're well aware of a thing called RFATS, the
yes.
Rocky Hill Formula
yes.
Area Transit, you know, and they do all these studies.
Correct.
And, you know, they've got a corridor plan going up Highway 21 that's going to have something eventually. I don't know whether I'm going to live to see that. But the bottom line is, with the growth that we're having here, we need, I think, some kind of a viable alternative to just getting in a car.
Correct.
And driving. And I'm not talking about a bus, because
no.
A bus ain't going to do it.
No.
A light rail system would, but we know what the costs are. I mean, who's going to pay for that?
So I know that there's a lot of federal monies that is resisted by folks in this state due to, you know, what I would say is partisan bickering. I don't know what's in people's hearts, but I know that there's resistance to taking Build Back Better funds. But we took it, right, and we used it to make these improvements to I-26, and that money is going into the improvement through the Carowinds exit. We need somebody who can go advocate for these monies. There's something called the Infra program that the federal government offers. The money is there for the taking. We just need somebody whose focus is on making these things happen and setting aside, you know, partisan silliness. You know, I'm not going to go ask Mayor Pete for money. Well, you know, the folks in Fort Mill say make these roads happen. So I'm going to go ask Mayor Pete. If I have to go ask Donald Trump himself for the money to make it happen, I will too. It doesn't matter to me.
You raise an interesting conversation we've had pretty much with all the candidates, and that is we live in an R&D world.
Yes.
And it's getting us nowhere.
Correct.
As evidenced primarily by what's going on in Washington. So if you are successful in being elected, how do you think you will manipulate your way through that to get stuff done that you want to get done?
So me personally, I'm a relationship builder, and as far as like polling data goes, I poll almost 50-50 conservative and progressive. This morning we pulled some polling data, 52% progressive and 47% conservative. That's unheard of for a Democrat in Fort Mill. My opponent is solidly tracking 73% conservative votes. I know my skills lie in my ability to not alienate people with, like, partisan rhetoric and, you know, these hard-line stances. I know I need to go to Columbia and build a relationship builder in order to make things happen. And that is my overall goal, is to go be that person, the guy who will reach across the aisle. And you're going to have to make compromises. You can't – they have a supermajority, the Republicans do, and if we're going to get folks like me elected, people in Fort Mill need to know I'm not going to go up there and be an obstructionist. They need to know I'm going to go up there and be a builder.
All right, and with that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I'm sure Matt remembers how we do this. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. The magical formula that keeps bringing people in here day after day after day after day is in these white letters. And you don't hear this in New York. You hear it in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry, because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. House seat 26 is our discussion today. Democratic candidate Matt Thilardebeau is with us today. I think I got that right, didn't I?
You got it right.
I got it. Second time I got it right.
All right.
And he is, of course, challenging the incumbent Ray Felder for the job. All right. So we've talked about infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
We've talked about partisanship.
Yes, sir.
Term limits, I know, is something that you're interested in.
Yes, so my opponent has been in office for 10 years, five terms. She is seeking her sixth term and asking for two more years, which would give her 12 years in office. She talks a lot about there's still work to be done. She's had 10 years, and she wants 12. She talks a lot about she's from here. I'm from here, too. So we just can't have these career politicians up there not getting much done. I appreciate her service and time in office, but I feel, and I know the people of Fort Mill feel, that it's time for a new era of leadership. Sometimes with these small towns, as they grow, we need to take a harder look at who we're electing into these offices. It's great that the person who sits on the pew next to you on Sunday is your friend and you respect them and they sold you some good insurance, but maybe they're not always cut out for that leadership role they're asking you to vote for them for. So I would ask, you know, people be really given some thought to how they're going to cast their votes and the sort of future they're looking for.
All right. With that being said, when you knock on doors, the 5,000 that you've hit already and hopefully 8,000 by November the 8th, is there an overriding, I don't know, complaint that people are throwing at you that you hear time after time after time after time?
You know, it's a combination of the lack of attention to the infrastructure, the traffic and the roads. That's what most voters see as infrastructure. And they don't actually know who Ray is. When I mention Ray, they tell me they don't know who he is. When I ask if they're aware of who their state representative is, they can't tell me. So the sort of nobody's plugged into the community, it seems, and they're just kind of going through these perfunctory sort of routine actions of political work, quote unquote, if you were. And they're not, like, doing the actual work, the boots on the ground, the building consensus, the doing what the voters want you to do. You're there to represent the will of the voters, not imply your own moral code to what the voters are asking you to go to Columbia and do.
But you would agree that most people, I mean, I could walk down the street with Joe Biden, and they probably wouldn't know who Joe Biden was. I mean, people are just, they don't
clueless.
Know what, they're clueless. Thank you very much. That's exactly the right word. And as a result of them not really understanding who's representing them or what the issues are out there, we kind of get what we've got.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a shame because when I ran for town council, things got ahead of me. And I learned from that, and now I got ahead of her. So folks in Fort Mill know me because I've put out more yard signs and I've gotten the word out. But to me, the reason I'm knocking the doors is because I want folks to know I'm not just a yard sign. I want them to know that I am a candidate of substance and I'm bringing something to Columbia. I'm just not looking to, like, oh, well, Ray's been there 10 years. She's got to go. Matt's the next man up. No, no. Matt is a real option to vote for who can go to Columbia and work for Fort Mill and has the sort of visionary leadership we need for the future. Yeah.
Okay. Let me throw a couple things out. Education is a huge issue. I wish we had a magic wand that we could make all these things go. There was an interesting idea that was thrown out here just yesterday by another candidate running for another seat, Brandon Guffey, for House seat number 48, I think it is.
I've met Brandon. I know who he is.
Yeah, nice guy. Anyway, in the course of this, we were talking about Pennies for Progress, and we got talking about this overriding issue of teacher shortages, not compensating teachers enough. As he pointed out, I thought his choice of words was a good one. We missed an opportunity when we had all this surplus down there that we didn't put more into education salaries. He had an interesting concept. You know, what would be wrong with having a discussion that would have to start at the state level and then come up here to the local level about having a Pennies for Progress for teachers and first responders, you know, police and teachers and what have you, just so that we as a community could show our value to those people holding those positions and allow them to get back to the standard of living that they used to have before everything just exploded in cost.
So my wife is a school teacher in the Fort Mill School District and has been teaching for over 20 years. Public education is very near and dear to me. I'm a really a member of the teaching family. All our friends are teachers. My aunt's a retired 35-year teaching veteran from up in the North Carolina. Education is in my blood. We need to think creative and outside the box for solutions, and that would certainly be something that I would come to the table to want to discuss. I know in Fort Mill we hear a lot of rhetoric about let's let progress pay for progress. I'm not seeing that action happen, so that would be another source of money to provide for these things, I think, also. Any sort of funding source we can find where there's money available to give to the first responders and the teachers, I think we should explore and exhaust all those options and be a little more creative. Business as usual is not working.
A couple of issues that anybody's going to have to deal with that goes down to Columbia. It comes up year after year after year, and that is, should we legalize marijuana? Do you have any thoughts, opinions on that?
So as a man with Parkinson's, marijuana helps control my tremors, and the anxiety I ended up with because of the Parkinson's. So I fully support the legalization of marijuana, recreationally and medically. I would like to resume the fight for medical marijuana when I am elected and am in Columbia. I think that was a relatively good plan they had for medical marijuana in this state. I think it was a bit too restrictive, but it's a foot in the door, and it's a battle of inches in this state sometimes, and you got to take the victories where you can get them. I do have concerns that as long as Governor McMaster's in office, we won't move in a forward direction on this issue. But I do support Joe Cunningham's plan for marijuana legalization in the state, recreational and medical.
Very quickly, a couple of other issues that got raised in the gubernatorial debate. A whole bunch is about sports betting. Should we have sports betting in South Carolina?
Absolutely. Completely support that also. That's another great way to bring in some income that we can use to make improvements in the state, both to our infrastructure, pay our state employees, get them that 8% raise they deserve instead of mocking them with a 3% raise.
Okay. this issue just never seems to go away, and I'm not sure it's going to go away after this election year, but the issue of abortion.
Okay.
We had a fetal heartbeat bill in South Carolina. Now that's been challenged in the courts. The legislature's meeting. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it's going to end up. But your thoughts?
So I am endorsed by Planned Parenthood, and I'm adopted, and I have like an adoption story, but I'm not going to get into that. I don't believe the government has any place interfering in the relationship of a woman and her doctor. This is not about babies. This is about controlling people and setting a precedent for controlling people. And I will never support that. My opponent voted yay on the final version of the House ban on abortion that went to the Senate. And I will fight tooth and nail against any attempts by the state to restrict a woman's right to private health care.
All right, you got about 30 seconds left to tell everybody why they should vote for you.
All right. You've heard enough of the I've been here and I got work to do. She's had 10 years. It's time for somebody to get up to Columbia and do the real work that needs to be done to make life better for all 4 millions. Check my record. You'll see I have plans and ideas for what we're going to do in this town. I would challenge you to check my opponent's social media or her website and find one plan or idea she has come up with to improve life in Fort Mill.
And your website is?
Velardebo for South Carolina, Facebook.
All right. Matt Velardebo, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Manning.
And thank you for being a candidate, willing to get up there and
yes, sir.
We're going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly, where am I coming friendly? Yeah, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Wow, get that one out, Manning. Okay, high school football tonight, of course, on the OTS Sports Network. It begins at 6 o'clock. Got a lot of great games.
Go Catawba Ridge.
Oh, there he goes. I knew you were going to get that in there. All right, what do we do here at Substation 2? 6 days a week to make everybody happy with fresh subs and salads. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tonight. Bye.